Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time today at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. The Braves' final spring training game is today, then a day off, and then they start the season on Thursday. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, going to join us in about 20 minutes, actually about 15 minutes, as he always does on Tuesdays. Talk some college football with him. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic.
I saw something this morning, Andy, and I was like, because I you know how they had the Olympics years. I'm assuming it's in Australia in 32. In 2032, Abe
would know.
Abe, would you know this?
Where is it, Abe? Australia?
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Abe.
Okay, because you know, usually whenever they're talking about building a new stadium and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw this when they were
Brisbane.
Brisbane, Australia.
I think so, right?
Brisbane, yeah. Australia, right? Yeah. Okay. And
I think that's where Bluey lives.
Yeah. And so what? They might.
I think.
But they're talking about the build, because they're going to build the infrastructure and everything the Olympics. And I saw this where they said that they're a crocodile inhabited rowing course.
All right.
So where they're going to be rowing, it's a possibility that it's going to be
inhabited by crocodiles.
Now they're talking about they're going to try to get them all.
I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I was like, and so my thing is
send Billy Horschel down there.
You're talking about like there's a possibility because y'all can't get all of them.
Nope.
So you
also, that's where they live.
That's where they live now.
Yeah. So, I don't know what the Australian rules are as far as that stuff goes.
Like we just put them on the other side for a couple months.
Some countries have laws about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But this was like, okay, so there's a possibility that we doing our role. We gaining on the we're gaining on the French, Andy.
They're gaining on
we're
them.
We're gaining on the French. We're
or,
going to,
or maybe even better, you're gaining on the Aussies. But the Aussies have trained
them. There we go.
They've trained the Crocs.
So they can tap the road like, pop, pop.
Yeah, they do like a little Morse code, get him.
But I would love to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
I would love to be an Olympian.
Okay.
But not at the cost of me getting eaten.
Yeah, I would love to be an Olympian.
Yes.
I would hate to get eaten by a crocodile. Yes.
So, but they're talking about they're going to figure all this stuff out and everything. But that's all I thought about was, it's there. They're there for a reason.
They are, yeah.
It's theirs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And they're dangerous.
And they're dangerous as hell.
Like, even the crocodile hunter got.
I mean, even though it was not a stingray.
It was not by a crocodile.
But saying this. So, they're going to lose people regardless. Because what's going to happen is...
Oh, just in the process of eliminating.
In the process of elimination.
Yeah.
Somebody, the gate, because the crocodiles and gators, they got... all right, come on now. Y'all got to give us one.
Yeah, but you know, the Olympic Committee... Yeah. World Cup committee, they're cool with that kind of stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. We know what happened in Qatar and
a lot
all
of people
stuff.
Died building those stadiums.
But what I'm saying is that they probably looking like, okay, all right, we got to give them at least two workers. Okay. We got to give at least two.
All right, we got to sacrifice.
We got to sacrifice
two.
At least.
And right. Then, so how do you pick them?
That's another.
Who are the ones you pick?
Yeah. Maybe they got some like prison work release.
The most annoying one?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The oldest? What if we had to sacrifice two coworkers to crocodiles at 92.9 a game, just to, you know, to achieve the goal, the goal of whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But, like, who are the two that we would have to get rid of?
Sacrifice them?
Yeah, we got to feed them to crocodiles.
I don't know, man. I don't want to ever see somebody get ate.
I don't either, but we have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't have a choice.
Like, you also don't have to watch it.
Yeah, no. You don't have to watch it. You just know for a fact they were consumed by a crocodile and died.
But I wouldn't want nobody to die.
I don't want it either, but we have to.
Oh,
this is the situation we're in. We have to get the rowing course built, Randy.
Yeah, but I know I ain't taking one for the team.
No, me either. Yeah. I don't care that much about rowing.
I know I'm not going to be one of those. You know what? I take one for the team.
No. Fricky's pretty old. I mean,
I know,
he's lived a good life.
Fricky's lived a full life.
He's lived a full life.
Fricky's lived a full life. That's the one I can think of.
Bo's pretty small. Like, you probably.
Yeah, Bo be appetizing. Yeah, Bo be appetizing.
You know?
Yeah.
You just let a crocodile have.
You had a baby on the way.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we can't take
Well, Fricky's got kids too.
Fricky's got kids too. So, right. Yeah. Squidbill is about to be.
Wait, hold on. We can't do this.
Doesn't have any kids.
Hey, you got to at least wait till Chipper's gone.
You know, we got a fence. We got a fence. He got a fence. We'll split her. We'll let her.
Chipper will get Nico in line.
Nico, no, she won't.
Bro.
No, that guy right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that guy right there, man, is different, man. I don't know. He's a different. He's been here before, Andy. But no, I'm saying, like, she can spend time in my house. She can spend time at Andy's house with Boone.
Oh, yeah, we'll take good care of her.
We'll take great care of Chipper.
Take good care of her.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you put it that way.
Whatever's best for the group. All right, so we're going to feed Abe the crocodile.
Going to feed Abe.
That's where it was always going to end up.
We were going to end up probably saying we were going to put
Abe. Can we at least call it a gator because Abe loves the gators? You know what I mean? Maybe.
No, I'd rather it be a croc.
Oh, why?
Oh, it's probably taken care of quicker.
Oh, bigger.
Yeah, those crocs, yeah, they're not cowardly Everglades gators. Those are some killers out there.
Wow. Talking trash about the gators as a gator. Let's get to the big story of the day.
Going out there again.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
That had literally happened in the middle of the game that he was pitching. I sent him inside and we took him out of the game. So you know what? I'm happy for Ian. You know what? It didn't look like he was going to make our club. I love that kid and what he meant to our organization and the person that he is. And he didn't have a great spring. I mean, we probably weren't going to be able to carry him. So I think this was a heck of a lot better than maybe having to set him down, tell him you're going to designate him.
But we've played a lot of snicker cuts.
Yeah.
A lot of snicker.
That was Brian Snicker.
That's Brian Snicker.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen him be that honest.
That was just flat out.
I've never.
Normally, he's just going to ride for his guy.
If there was another time that I'm missing something,
yeah.
I ain't never heard him that honest about a player.
Talking about Ian Anderson,
yeah.
He wasn't good in the spring.
Yeah.
We were going to have to designate him, which means cut him, basically.
Right.
Somebody else might have picked him up, but we wouldn't have got anybody in return for
him.
So we had to flip him to L.A., and he'll pitch for them.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They're awful.
Like it's kind of like all the guys that the Braves have flipped to Chicago. You know, you're gonna play for Chicago.
Yeah, but
you're not gonna be good.
You know, as we were talking about yesterday, Bunk, you just remember all Mike Bell just texted him of who he would feed to the game.
Okay, hang on. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, same.
Same.
Same as us.
I know that's my laugh. Same people. but I think, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, me and you. I don't know if we said it on air, just thinking about all the guys that we were, it might be me and Bo, you know, just the Max Fried and the Mike Sorokas and the Sean Newcombs and the Ian Anderson's in that group of guys. Because these were like homegrown type guys. Like now, Max and these guys, they came in.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, Max was traded, but Max was traded for so young.
Matt Maxick.
I thought you said Max.
And those boys, you know what I mean? Like they came in, but they did their job. But these guys, they were like, I know Max came in the trade for from the Padres.
Years ago. But so you saw him come
but
up through the Braves organization.
You know what I mean? And you saw that. And I mean, obviously you got the return from Max. He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about return and compensation for him, but the return of him being a great pitcher.
He was the starter of the game that won you the World Series.
We saw flashes from Mike Sorokin. Just so happened the injuries got him. And then Ian, he was always known for that, yeah. for the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just unfortunate injuries got him also, man.
That's a great example, though, of like why you draft and trade for and cultivate as many young pitchers as you possibly can. Because at a time, each of those guys you just named, at a time,
we're looking at them like,
they were
they,
all thought of as can't, like can't miss.
Yes.
Like this guy is going to be one of the next guys.
Yes.
And really the only one that's lived up to it, and injuries are a part of it, but like is Max Fried.
Yeah.
Right? Like all those other guys, for various reasons, just haven't been what they were hoped to be.
Right.
Which is why when we talk about some of the young guys in the back end of it right now, like than likely, AJ Smith-Shawver's only going to be okay.
Yeah,
but maybe he'll be great.
Odds are
he won't be.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, when we hear always about the pitching, it's not like the Braves have had lack of pitching.
No, they've had great pitching. Yeah.
But it's like the guys who are supposed to be the next wave of great pitchers, like that group, and that was whenever they started doing all these things, all those guys gone.
Well, because here's the difference. Here's how you know the Braves have had great pitchers. Because if you're a bad organization, those guys would those guys still play Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Like Tuki Toussaint started games last year for teams. Mike Soroka started games last year for the White Sox. Ian Anderson will pitch for the Angels this year. Sean Newcomb was even in spring training with the team this year. Like, and Fried obviously got the big contract from the Yankees. But if you're the Mariners, that would be your starting five.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I believe you.
Bad franchises would just be like, I don't know, roll him out there. I think his elbow doesn't work anymore.
Maybe he got another one.
He's cheap.
He got another one.
Can he throw two-handed?
Can he throw with his right hand? I know he's a lefty.
Yeah. Because what the Braves have done is like, all right, that didn't work out. Let's trade for Chris Sale. Oh, we've got Strider. Let's fast-track him and get him up here. Okay, let's get Ronaldo Lopez. Maybe he can be you know what I mean? Like, Good organizations find solutions.
Yeah, man.
Bad organizations find excuses.
Yeah, but the biggest thing with these guys, and we know it's going to be guys that aren't on the roster that's going to get a start.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be guys like, who the hell is this guy?
Think of Grant Holmes. Yes. Grant Holmes had been a major leaguer for 10 years last year. He finally got a chance and was awesome.
Finally.
He was a great story last year. We were calling him Kenny Powers and all that. Now he's going to be in the opening, like starting rotation to start the season.
Didn't have that on my bingo card there, Andy.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
But as long as he's good. Because sometimes, you know what the one thing.
I'm sick and tired of carrying all the weight.
Some people are late bloomers.
Some people are.
Yeah. Some people are late bloomers, Andy.
Just still waiting. Some people are still waiting to bloom. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us, Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nine the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. You can text us or tweet us as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
We got some, we were talking before this show, and we didn't say it on air, but we mentioned yesterday about the whole UConn thing as far as the head of relations talking
about.
Yeah,
with the SID and all that.
Yeah, he said, I'll ruin your life. Well, the NCAA, which is, I'll ruin your life.
Such an outrageous threat.
Oh, God. But some just from On3, seems like the NCAA will be suspending UConn head coach Dan Hurley for the first three games of the 2026 Comets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
About officiating.
About the officiating.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will be fined $20,000 and required to write an apology to the NCAA.
What?
And Todd go,
please make it be handwritten and not typed out.
What is this, eighth grade?
Dude, I wish I would Mike write somebody. You took $20,000 and suspended me for 3 games.
We're square.
I wish I might write a letter.
And please write us an apology as well.
Is that one of those like backhanded, I'm sorry you felt?
Yes, that's exactly how you say it.
It's like that email I sent that guy from high school a couple weeks ago.
You did not email him, Andy.
Yes, I did. I told you that. I did.
No, you said you were.
I did. I did it. I had already done it when I told you that I was going to do it. I felt bad, so I did it. You ever tell anybody that you're going to ruin their life, BA?
No, I don't know that I have. But I do really like the fact that Danny Hurley has emerged, obviously out of tournament now, but like, you know, college basketball is sort of about the coaches, and it feels like Hurley's kind of got the personality. Young enough guy, you know, he may be kind of emerging as a little bit bigger star here, which I don't think is bad for the sport overall.
Yeah, kind of one of the, you know, bad boy characters or something like that. I don't know. I mean, obviously his teams have been really, really good, so that helps. A lot of the conversation out of the first weekend has been the impact of the NIL and the portal and the death of Cinderella and all that kind of stuff. Sounds a lot like conversations we've had about college football. What has been your reaction to some of that?
Yeah, see, my biggest fear about college athletics overall, because you're right, some of this does remind you of what football is I think the unintended consequence of, like, say, NIL transfer portal, the new stuff that we're forced to deal with, is making college athletics smaller. And, look, we're all a little bit of a hypocrite when it comes to the first-round upsets. We like them when they happen.
Mm-hmm.
We like them when they happen, but then historically people sort of tune out in the future rounds when the big school is no longer in there. So I totally acknowledge that. But the one thing that's always felt made March Madness feel really cool to me is the fact the event feels really big. You know, a school from Spokane, Washington, you know, we're talking about Storrs, Connecticut, you know, pretty much stretching the entire country. Everybody sort of feels like they're involved in the tournament. But now that so much of the talent is sort of, once again, congregating in a small number of schools, it sort of makes the NCAA tournament just feel a little bit smaller. And I think college football is kind of the same way. You know, Washington State used to be a major conference power, not a power, but a major conference program. Now they're not. Yeah. You know, Oregon State, now they're not. You know, the unintended consequence of some of what's going on here is just making college athletics a little smaller. And what I don't like about that is it actually impacts the number of opportunities for players, which is technically what all this is supposed to be about.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be a – and I don't know if I actually – I think I might have asked you this around football season, but we found out yesterday, me and Andy, I didn't know before yesterday, that it was the transfer portal in basketball. And I was like, well, do you think it'd be a situation where teams who have players whose teams are in the tournament still where they transfer? Nah, they wouldn't do that. And I'd be damn BA if they're not jumping ship. Are they doing this on purpose? Why do you think that they would have the transfer portal right now for the basketball teams?
Yeah, I mean, like, there have been rumors out there that there have been guys playing the tournament that already had deals to play somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like, I guess because there's so many basketball teams, the portal stuff in basketball seems a little crazier. And I'll tell you how that impacts us locally. Okay, so Georgia loses the game to Gonzaga. You know, you'd like to believe, okay, well, it's a successful season because you made the tournament, and now you build off that for the future. But given the fact that we don't have any idea from Georgia's roster who's coming back, who might leave, there are rumors all over the place, whether true or not, that it kind of takes away the one thing that those of us who grew up as sports fans kind of grew up saying, which is, hey, you take the first step 1 year, and you come back and take the second step the next year. But the truth is, I don't care how closely you follow this stuff, you have no idea what Georgia's roster looks like next year. And you probably, you could say that for most of the teams in college basketball. So confusion is never good for fan growth. And I do think there's an element of the transfer portal that creates a level of confusion for fans that I think makes the sport just harder to follow.
There's just something about getting to know a guy over the course of a couple of years as a fan that lends itself to lifelong fanhood. Like, everybody remembers who their favorite guy was when they were rooting for their school when they were a kid. And when it's changing like this every single... I saw a graphic this morning, BA, where of the 16 teams that are in the Sweet 16, only one of them has a starting five where all the guys started their career at the school. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously wild. And I don't want to turn this like remember when, but like, you know, if you're about my age, growing up, college basketball felt about as big to me as college football did, because you did have Fab Five staying multiple years. You had those Rick Pitino Kentucky teams, where the Duke teams, where you got to know players over the course of 2 and 3 years. This is not new commentary. Everybody said this before, but it's amazing how big that made college basketball feel back then. And now, you know, it's fun for the brackets. A lot of people like to bet on these games, and that's obviously really fun too. But for the depth of passion, though, just can't be there when you don't know the individual personalities nearly as well.
B.A., is this we were just talking before we got you on. Is this Georgia baseball team better than it was last year? I mean, we saw Washington, they dismantled Florida this past weekend. But so far, do you look at this team maybe better than last year's team?
I tell you this, it's amazing how well they're playing in the post-Charlie Condon era.
Right.
And I'm a little bit of an evangelist for this right now. I think that college baseball is a really fun sport. And in Atlanta, we're always going to be – our sports cards are pretty crowded, right? You know, you got an NBA team. You got kind of two major colleges. You got some other mid-majors. You've obviously got pro football. You know, there's a lot going on here. So college baseball is going to get less attention in our city than it's going to get other places. But if you take your time to invest your time into it, I think it's a ton of fun. And obviously Georgia being better makes that, you know, good for a Georgia fan. But just the sport overall, I think is pretty cool. So Georgia's playing great, just swept Florida. And for people who maybe could have a little bit more room for some more sports in their life, I would encourage them to give college baseball a try. I think it's a really fun sport.
Hey, B.A., I wish that this was a like a new topic or a new question, but it isn't. More driving incidents with Georgia football players last week.
Yep.
Do you have a new thought on it? Like, is you know, it sort of continues to happen. What was your reaction to that from last week?
Yeah, all I can do is sort of share my honest opinion, which is when all we're talking about is a guy driving too fast, the truth is I don't care that much about that. Or when so-and-so goes the wrong way in a downtown street, once again, I sort of shrugged that off. But the allegations that have been levied against Marcus Easley, I find that to be a pretty serious situation. Yeah. I know the people inside the Georgia building know that. I know they're working hard to try to remedy it. I don't know what the solution is. But when you're talking about a situation where a car allegedly loses control in a small apartment complex, hits two other cars, keeps going, and then hits one of the doors of one of the apartments, now we're talking about more than just speeding, and now we're talking about more than just a driving incident. I feel like the Easley allegations are far more serious. So I don't get into the, well, it's been 24 or whatever the actual number is. I don't get that much into it, but as a very pro-Georgia person, I was very disturbed by the allegations from Marcus against Marcus Easley last week.
No doubt about that, B.A. And obviously the suspension, indefinite suspensions come down for both young men. One last one for me, B.A., and, you know, because it has not been officially official, but do you think there will be a G-Day game, B.A.? I mean, it'll be something, but it won't be like that.
Yeah, so if, for a while I was sort of thinking maybe they were trending just not to have one, period. Now I don't really quite think that as much anymore. I think it's going to be modified. I don't think it's going to look as much like real football as it has in the past. So I think they're going to still have it. But as far as, like, you know, start talking about, like, 2026 and stuff like that, your guess is as good as mine. But I think it's still on to be had. It may just not quite look the way that it's looked in the past. If nothing else, there's a chance the five-star quarterback Jared Curtis may come. So if he's going to be there, they're going to have a game. but I'm just not exactly sure what it's going to look like.
Jared's going to be there.
Jared's going to be there.
Get out there and snap him up, guys.
Who's he?
He's five-star quarterback from Nashville. He's going to be announcing his commitment on May the 5th.
Okay.
It's either Georgia or Oregon.
Oh.
And the price tag's probably, you know, mid-seven figures at this point in time. So we'll see. We'll see how the bidding war plays out.
That's an easy pick. I picked Georgia over Oregon.
Of course you
You'd
would.
Like to think so.
I lived in Portland. I was like, I'm coming here.
UW man.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Fine,
exactly.
Man. Well, I know. I had no dog in the fight. I mean, as far as that goes. Kirby had some money quotes last week, as he often does. I loved when he talked about guys being offended by hard work. What did you make of some of what he was saying at the end of spring practice last week?
I like it. I mean, it was a very spirited day. There were like seven players that were interviewed, so it was a really spirited day. And look, I believe that coaching still matters. For as much as we pay players and as much as, like, the sport sort of serves the needs of players now, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's become a very pro-player mindset in college football right now. I think the role of coaches is still important, and sometimes that means hard coaching. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the Georgia coaches are kind of drawing a hard line on that stance, I actually, in a roundabout way, think that probably suggests something pretty good about Georgia in the near term and the long term. I think it's nice to have a coach stand up for the role of coaching, and this is more than just a bidding war to acquire raw talent, that we're actually going to try to shape the talent that comes into the program. I think Kirby Smart saying that's probably a pretty good thing.
B.A., we appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate you, B.
Always good to be with you guys. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. I also think there's something about saying it publicly, too, right? Like, you're coaching the kids hard. You're coaching them hard. They know it. But then you're going to the media and saying it into a microphone and it's circulating all over social media like, yeah, these guys are offended when I try to coach them.
But they are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to broadcast right to the whole world. Yeah, these guys are all soft. You
like,
know what I mean?
Like,
it feels like a little bit of a statement.
You're kind
of
like, oh. Because sometimes you think.
You don't have to tell everybody.
You don't have to tell everybody.
You know?
I know I got upset because you told me to move my foot this way.
You don't have to tell the whole tell world everybody. That I didn't like getting coached. I don't know. I like that Kirby did that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, load them up. Plenty of time to get to all of your questions and all of your calls. So get on hold now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA. What?
Doc Rivers, man.
Oh.
What? Doc.
I don't know what Doc's up to with these quotes.
Is he trying to get another job?
But doesn't he have a job right now?
No, he's with the Bucks.
Oh, he's
getting ready to
get fired by them when he blows another 3-1 lead.
Oh my God! Yes, basically what it sounds like. Basically, don't it sound like he's bracing the fan base and everybody and the ownership
for disappointment
already?
Because what Doc said was, "Well, I've never been swept. A lot of people get swept."
He said,
"And I don't get enough credit for winning three of those series, not losing all the other ones that I lost when we were up 3-1."
Goodness gracious, Doc.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Goodness gracious.
Doc's been around a long time.
He has.
Coached a lot of games. A lot of good teams.
God. That's
one championship.
Awful. That's just awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish by those quotes, but it didn't work. Unless he was trying to make us make fun of him.
Yeah.
Which case it did work.
Yeah.
Mike is in Atlanta.
Yeah,
hey, Mike.
It happens.
All right, fellas.
Hey, Mike.
A little small challenge with y'all today. So we're going to revamp the Falcons. Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
We're going to revamp the Falcons secondary with past players. So I want to take speed on the corners with Darryl Green and Prime.
All right.
And everybody going to be in their prime. Give me Ed Reed at free and the late Sean Taylor as strong safety. What y'all got?
Oh, great. I didn't know. I thought we were just only going former Falcons.
Oh, I thought we were going on former Falcons. How about we just go former Falcons?
Yeah. It'll be harder.
Yeah, I know. All right. Obviously, Prime, one corner.
Yeah, I'll take Deion Sanders.
I'll take other corner. I tell you guys, I just love Tim McKier.
All right.
He's the other corner that played opposite of Prime.
Great.
I just love Tim McKier. So I'm going to go him.
Right.
I'm going to go strong safety. I'm going to go Scott Case because he would knock your face off.
I like Jesse Bates
and
a lot.
And then I'm going to put Jesse at free.
Okay.
I'm put Jesse at free.
We need a nickel.
Nickel, I'm gonna put Asante Samuels at the nickel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We did it.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
So I got two questions for y'all. My wife's birthday was on Sunday just passed. I took her to this Italian restaurant that she loves going to. Now I got this little thing where when I go to restaurants, I cannot sit with my back facing the entrance.
Yes.
And we have to sit in the back, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, I do not eat off of the utensils. I have to have plastic utensils. Call me weird, I don't care. I just can't do it.
You bring your own?
Is there any quirks? No, we have them, but for fancy restaurants, I don't do that. Like, she'll kind of cuss me out if I do that.
Yeah,
but
dog. Yeah, dog.
Tried it, though.
Any, yeah, dog.
You tried it.
Do you guys have any weird quirks like that when you go out etiquette?
Yeah.
And number two, when you guys found out you were going to be dads, what was the emotion of feeling you guys felt, if you can remember?
Scared as hell.
Well, yeah.
I'm terrified.
You were pretty young.
I was 17. I'm terrified.
My wife videoed telling me, so
yes.
I can watch the video.
Yeah.
I didn't believe her at first because she wrapped up like a little onesie. It was Christmas, so she wrapped up a onesie for Christmas. I opened it up and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." Dumb, I didn't realize what it was. And then she was like, "Yep, it is cool." I was like, "Well, what's this for? What do you think it's for?"
Dude.
And then I finally put two and two together, and you can see it on my face. I just like.
Oh, yeah.
Overjoyed. Yeah. I just was, and I started crying. I was very excited.
That's okay. It's your baby.
Yeah, no, it's
your baby. No, I don't. My thing is, I'm always, I like to have my back.
You're the same as him.
Yeah, you're the same way. You know
me
that,
too.
Yeah.
I know. That's why whenever we work at places, we have to fight over who's got their back to the door.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, like,
I'll let you do it because if someone's going to attack, you need to fight them first.
I got them.
Yeah.
I got them. But yeah, I think that's my only one. I don't have any other.
I don't like if the person that I'm with, and usually it's my wife, but like if I'm at the dinner with people, I don't like if people get the same thing. Like if
my wife's that way.
If you're at a nice restaurant,
she's that way.
Especially if it's just the two of us.
Yes.
You're at a nice restaurant, and there's a whole menu of stuff they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm thinking of getting whatever. And she's like, oh, that's what I was going to get.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm going to get something else then.
Yeah, she's the same way.
Because I don't want us to get the same thing. We can each get our own thing and then share a little bit.
Yeah, Donna is the exact same way.
Okay.
I don't care. But she is the same way.
Because I want some of what she's going
to
get.
Yeah, but the only thing is that, like, when we go to a steakhouse, all right, my wife, and I don't want to say it's the rules, but she knows how I feel about ordering other stuff than steak.
Oh, right.
At a steak.
You go to a steakhouse, you get a steak.
Yeah.
Like, what do you go to a steakhouse and what?
Yeah. Like,
get a fish?
Like, I tell you this. Because we went to Ruth's Chris. Sometimes we go to Ruth's Chris, we'll get the chicken. Not because I love the chicken, but I won't never order. I'll eat off of it.
Huh.
But, yeah, other than that, yeah. If we go to a steakhouse and it's a nice steakhouse, we get a steak.
Yeah, you get steak. Yeah. That's the reason you go there.
Yeah.
I like that Rich prefers plastic utensils.
I know a lot of people do
that. And definitely tried to bring them to the restaurant.
I know a lot of people do that.
Really?
Well, not to nice ones, but I've been around people that have asked for plastic eating stuff.
Is it just like a preference?
I think it's more like a sanitation thing.
Oh, yeah. I see. Because you don't trust them washing it.
My favorite is the people that go to Waffle House and order a cup of hot water and then put the utensils in the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something on there, the hot water that comes out the coffee maker ain't going to kill it.
I went out with, this is a long, long time ago, and it was when, where Strokers is, right? Well, Strokers, it's the Waffle House right there that we always go to when we used to lead a shake.
Uh-huh.
And we took some shakers with us one time and went to Waffle House across the street, and a young lady did that. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Huh.
And she was like, yeah, can I have a cup of hot water? I'm thinking she's going to make some tea or something. You know, and no, she put the utensils in the water.
It's to sterilize them.
Yeah, to sterilize them. I didn't know.
Right, I've never.
You know what
I mean? I'm just such a not a germaphobe
Me
person.
Either.
Like, I don't think about any of that stuff. But then when you're with somebody who is.
Yes. And it's very annoying.
It makes you realize there's germs on a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
if you think about it. You just don't think about it. D is in Kirkwood. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, D?
Hey, Rendon.
Yes.
About the 12:30 hour, I was listening to you talking about some guys and some bodies the Falcons need to bring in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believe in manifestation?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Let's manifest.
Okay, cool. Cool. So now, this is what I need you to do. Because I think the Falcon Brass be listening. We're going to start manifesting. We don't need no guys. We don't need no bodies. We need some freaking dudes.
Yeah, man. Some damn war daddy.
War daddy.
Randy McMichael was a freaking
war
dude.
War daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we don't need to bring no guys in. We don't need to bring no bodies in. When, especially when it comes to the draft. We need some freaking dudes
yes,
in Atlanta,
man.
Bro. We need some dudes, not no diamonds in the roughs. Hey, I almost said, no. We need some freaking dudes, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Jalen Walker, fucking dude. We might not get him, but that type of guy is a freaking dude. You know what I'm saying? And we need these type of guys in Atlanta. Otherwise, man, we're just going to be having bodies out here and everybody going to question it. What the frick are we doing?
All right, D.
Do you get too close, brother?
Now, D,
you're going to look close for
walking
me, bud.
Right up to the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But the real important question, though, is the one that he asked.
What's that?
Do you believe in manifestation?
You heard me? I was like, yeah.
Now, what does that mean exactly? That if you speak it into, it can be spoken into existence?
It's all, or some stuff like that.
Like a kind of a positive, I believe this for myself.
Yeah.
So it becomes.
Because Ray Gibson said something. Ray Gibson said, therefore you think it, therefore it be, or something like that. I remember Ray Gibson don't like that. Ray said there.
Yeah.
Ray said there.
I believe in it. You know?
I do.
You start think about it enough, then it becomes like a, I don't know, you start making it happen,
mm-hmm.
like a habit almost, or something like that.
I mean, winning is a habit.
Winning, yeah.
Winning is a habit.
Okay. They don't have that habit. They don't have that habit over there, unfortunately. Not right now. Marine Tim is at work in the Marines.
No, Andy, this is Tim that comes.
All right.
What's up, Tim? What's going on, brother?
First, my first question is for you, Randy. Did you tell Andy that I was wishing him about his son, that everything's okay?
I sure did.
Oh, thanks, Tim. He's fine. He just had a little stomach bug.
Yeah.
He was totally fine.
Yeah, my question for you was going to be that. I just wanted to make sure that little one was okay.
Yeah,
because,
he's good.
You know, when you weren't there Friday, I was kind of sad.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, it was just, you know, daycare. Rubbing elbows and other, you know, snotty hands with little guys.
I remember my children doing that.
It went through the daycare because I went in on Friday to take in my daughter and just asked them and told them that Jack had been sick. And they said, it's kind of going around. So, yeah, he was fine by the weekend. Thanks for thinking of him.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Tim.
All right, Tim. He's sad.
Yes.
I was sad, too. I wanted to. You think I didn't want to come do the show from Hooters?
Yeah, man. We had fun, too.
It's really fun.
Yeah, we had fun. That Hooters is a little different.
What did you say, because we didn't get to talk about it, because kind of a one-day conversation, then move on. What did you say about the Georgia-Gonzaga game?
What do you mean?
Like, talked about it on Friday.
Oh, I was cool. What did you say about it? Like, they got beat down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got beat down.
They got sucked.
But you know what? The biggest thing, because you always got to deal with, that guy over there. You know, just negative.
It's Abraham. Radio. You're going to have to say it.
What'll Abraham
just,
have
he's
to
just
say?
Always, you know, he got that CT curse, you know, with him and Chris Thompson. They just,
oh,
just
yeah, yeah.
Negative. Yeah, I mean, just... You're like, damn, dog. Okay, we get it. Well, I bet you didn't. You didn't honestly think they were going to go all the way. No. But we're just having fun, man. Well, you did. There's no way you thought they were going all the way. No, I did not think that.
Nah, but I didn't think they'd be down 27-3.
I didn't think they'd be down 27-3.
I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to get the ass, man.
That game was sucked. All right. Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, well, I love how you're always talking about your daughter's softball events and stuff like that. I'm sure being a coach, you've probably got a handful of these stories. So could you share one story where a coach or a parent just absolutely showed their backside during a recreation ball game at a ballpark?
Thank you,
thanks
Josh.
For taking my call.
Bo wants to know about some parents acted silly, Bo. Or Josh wants to know.
Then we had the ones that didn't want to shake hands. Those
are little girls that are being taught.
He wouldn't identify them, though. He wouldn't say who they were.
So we had last season, I think, we had one instance where parents and one coach got unruly enough for the umpire to boot both of them, and they were both on my team.
Oh.
But look.
How do you deal with that?
Because this was one umpire that's a little older.
Come on now.
Come on now.
I thought about this yesterday, Bo, and I'm always curious about this. And I am not that parent, so I can say this. Why the hell are y'all fussing and fighting with referees in a damn 9-year-old softball, baseball, football, basketball game that don't mean a damn thing?
There is no y'all. So he got on to us for one of my coaches standing outside the dugout when some umpires call when you're on defense, you're only supposed to have one coach outside the dugout.
Right.
So there was two of us. I was standing kind of outside the dugout. One of my other coaches was standing near it. And he stopped the game to get onto that coach that was standing outside the dugout. And then they jawed back and forth. Then there was a parent kind of jumped into it. So, and there was never any cursing or anything like disrespectful said.
Why ain't there y'all there?
This is just an old dude that doesn't like, you know, he wants to be the guy that takes charge of every game.
Right.
He wants everybody to know that he's in charge. You know, other than that, though, for both sides of most of our games, there were some parents squawking. And it's from the same teams who have little kids that don't want a high five.
Oh, yeah.
Same group of parents and coaches.
Of course.
But what are you squawking about?
Balls, strikes,
safe
calls.
These are 9-year-old kids.
Yeah.
You ain't playing?
Yeah.
Get your ass down and drink a damn Frappuccino. Don't make fun of kids. Stanley Cup.
If their kid.
Nor does the result matter.
No,
the
result matter.
If their kid makes a good play and gets one of the other kids out, they'll be on the not pumping up their kid, but talking trash to the kid that just got put out, like to my kids. Like,
you got some issues. Them folks got issues.
What are we doing?
The damn kids.
Do you think, if you're that person that does that, if someone could go in the future and be like, hey, tonight at the baseball game you're going to go to, you're going to get so fired up, you're going to get kicked out. Do you think they would be surprised by that?
No.
Or would they be like, no way. That's not me. I would never do anything like that. Funny. Or they're like, yeah, if the call was bad,
I'd
tell the ump what's what.
Don't get it.
I don't either.
I know Bo.
Although
Bo looks at him like, hey, no. Kids. But why ain't everybody like that?
Well, a lot of people want it to be about them.
Exactly.
It's about the kids. It's not about you. Not about the coaches. Not about the parents.
My grandpa
about the kids.
And my stepdad did used to get kicked out of my brother's baseball team.
For what?
I don't even know.
Is it like chirping at the umpires?
Quit yelling at the ump. What are you guys doing?
It's
not good behavior.
I know. If I was a child, I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, I know. Like, I'm sure my brother was. They never did it at my games, but they always did it at his.
I'd be embarrassed as hell.
Maybe his games are more competitive. I don't know. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Small or slow makes you a great radio host.
That's what they look for.
Yep.
That's what they want. We fed Abe to the crocodiles today.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't regret it.
And make sure it's crocodile because they would rather be eaten by a crocodile than a soft-ass gator from Florida.
Yes.
And Atlanta needs dudes, not diamonds in the roughs.
Yeah, no more projects.
There might be no bottom to it, but you could funnel something through it.
I don't know. He was really with the no on I'm not going to drink out of the trophy. It was like, let's find a yes here, Billy. Like, you can win a championship tonight, take a drink out of the trophy somehow. You know what I mean? Hopefully.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.